Radio 1.
Die Live-Musik kommt von einer Band aus England, die wir hier bei Radio 1 auch schon sehr gefeiert haben. Sie waren vor 3 Jahren ungefähr hier und haben ja auf dem Dach gespielt. Vor 5 Jahren haben sie bei unserem wundervollen, nicht Parkfest, sondern im Radio 1 Sommergarten im Franz gespielt. Und sie lebten damals noch hier in Berlin. Inzwischen sind sie in ihre Heimatstadt Macclesfield zurückgekehrt. Im April ist ihr inzwischen 3. Album erschienen, Everybody Outside. Morgen werden sie im Hohl 44 spielen und wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie heute Abend bei uns sind. Welcome, Kasia. Hi, guys. Welcome, Rob, Lou and Jake.
Hello.
The esteemed drummer, Jake.
Hello.
The esteemed drummer, genau. Oh. Hello. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
Finally. Ja, ja. Ich habe gesagt, ich muss Ihnen große Vorwürfe machen, dass Sie Berlin verlassen haben. Dann haben Sie gesagt, nein, no. I told the audience that I should blame you because you left us. When did you leave us?
2021, I think.
Ah, okay.
It was during COVID.
Yeah, of course.
Hit, and then we were over here for 12 to 18 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then our girlfriends were getting mad at us, so we had to go home.
Okay, also sie sind 2021 zurückgekehrt und es war diese Covid-Zeit und ihre Freundinnen zu Hause waren sowieso schon sauer und so. Naja, also das ist diese Geschichte. So, you're on tour right now. Yesterday you played Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's right.
And was it you told me that it feels kind of surreal? Who was it? Jake,
you.
Was it you?
It's a universal sort of opinion. It's a universal. It's been really good. Like the whole tour has been pretty amazing. Like we went to before we started Europe, we went to the US and Mexico.
Yeah.
And then some of the best shows we've had in Mexico as well. It was really cool. And then when we started the German shows, they've just been so fun.
Yeah.
Like Hamburg was like probably one of the best shows we've ever played.
Okay, tomorrow really will cool. be another one maybe
I
in
think
Berlin.
So, hopefully, yeah, okay. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Also Sie sind sehr, sehr viel unterwegs und Sie sind gerade auf Europa-Tournee. Vorher waren Sie in Mexiko, haben großartige Shows gespielt in den USA und so und das war alles fantastisch. Hamburg war fantastisch, morgen wird es fantastisch in Berlin, Kopenhagen war fantastisch und trotzdem, wir haben darüber gesprochen, dass es sich mitunter so surreal anfühlt, wenn man jedes Zeit und you lose sense for time and yeah, also dass man irgendwie das Zeitgefühl komplett verliert. So, let's go maybe back to where it all began, Macclesfield.
Okay.
The very beginning. Also wir gehen jetzt vielleicht noch mal kurz zurück zu den Anfängen. You grew up there and I heard it's south of Manchester, Macclesfield, and it's called, that's bad, the least cultured city in Britain. Also dieser Ort wurde mit der Kultur, yeah, that's what Google says.
Thanks.
So it doesn't, it isn't true.
Is that courtesy of us?
Since you live there.
I think we've improved the place a little bit.
Yeah, we got a lasting imprint.
I don't know if it's still the least cultured, but at some point it was. But I think it's kind of on the way up, you know. We've got some nice artwork on the mm-hmm. buildings now, and one of them actually looks a lot like Rob, which is kind of strange. There's a Ian Curtis, because you know
yes.
Joy Division?
Yeah.
There's a big mural of Ian Curtis on this building,
yeah,
and it looks exactly like Rob, which is really weird. So every time I walk into town, I'm like, oh, is that massive picture of Rob on the building?
Okay, also dieses Klischee, beziehungsweise dieser schlechte Ruf, der Stadt vorauseilt, das hat die Times irgendwann mal geschrieben, alle haben es abgeschrieben, wie es immer so ist, die kulturloseste Stadt, sie würden jedem widersprechen, es gibt schon sehr viel, hat sich auch entwickelt und es gibt ein großes Rule, also ein großes Bild von Ian Curtis von Joy Division, also die Band, er ist dort auch, war dort auch und so, hat dort gelebt und so, Stephen Morris as well, also Joy Division, es kann also keine kulturlose Stadt gewesen sein und dieses Bild von Ian Curtis sieht exakt aus wie Rob und immer, wenn Jake da vorbeigeht, sagt, ah, okay, sie haben ein großes Bild von Rob gemalt in der Stadt, also so viel zu Macclesfield und dem schlechten Ruf, der überhaupt nicht stimmt. So, you moved to Berlin in 2020. What was it? What? Yeah. Why? Like everybody moves to Berlin or used to move to Berlin? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we it was just before COVID hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
we kind of we wanted a change of scenery. I think that was the main thing. So when the opportunity came up that we could bring all our gear over here and camp out in our manager's office, we thought, well, we may as well. Mm. And it was super nice coming to like a, you know, the thought of coming to like a bigger city, because all we know are like cows and sheep and just, yeah, you know, green grass. Mm-hmm. British summertime, which, as you guys probably know, is not the best.
Yeah.
So I think that we kind of jumped ship, and then COVID happened, and we kind of didn't really have a choice but to stay. And it was a really cool 2 years, actually. Mm. We were really lucky that we like got to camp out together as well, and, you know, actually carry on making music, because I think it was a hard time for bands and stuff to, yeah, keep going. So it was like, it was really nice. I think we wrote some of the best stuff we've written as well, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it was a really inspirational time. So.
Ja, also es war eine sehr inspirierende Zeit, obwohl der Grund, warum sie hier bleiben mussten, Covid, war natürlich nicht so inspirierend, aber sie haben die Zeit miteinander verbracht und sie brauchten einfach so mal so einen Perspektivwechsel aus dem Ort, von dem Ort, aus dem sie kommen oder aus der Gegend. Also gibt es viele Schafe und es gibt viel Natur und es ist alles grünes Gras und es ist alles sehr, sehr schön. Aber sie brauchten eine große Stadt und es war sehr produktiv dann auch die Zeit, also die sie hier verbracht haben, und sie haben eine gute Zeit gehabt und haben tolle Musik gemacht. So, but you decided to go back because of your girlfriends, but not only.
Yeah. Not only because of his girlfriend. Yeah.
I think you built a studio in Macclesfield, right?
Yeah, yeah, we built a studio. We kind of thought that long term it kind of makes sense to be close to family and stuff. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's home. It's like, even though we joke about it, it's a really nice place, isn't it? And we do love going back there, and it's like it's where we grew up. So
yeah, also sie sind einfach zurückgekehrt zu ihren Wurzeln, und das ist zu Hause, und es fühlt sich auch so an, und deswegen sind sie zurückgekehrt. Nun gibt es eine neue Platte. Your album came out in April 11th.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody Outside, is it called? So tell us, it's a song, it's the name of a song, but it also stands for an idea.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can explain.
Yeah, it does. Well, it came from the song originally, and the song was quite a basic idea. It wasn't kind of deep or meaningful. It was just, I was kind of upset because I wanted to be outside and it was really sunny. And we were trying to write songs for this album. So I was kind of like, well, I'm just going to put this, like, you know, I don't know what the word is, anger that I'm inside and into a song. And it was kind of like an ironic thing, like, why does everyone feel so much better when they're actually in nature and stuff? And then, yeah, it blossomed into a wider thing where people have started to find lots of meaning in it, and it can kind of even be like said different ways. It can be like a command, it can be an observation, and so we really like it. It's very visual, you know, like when you say, you kind of imagine different things, and that was important for us. So yeah. No.
Also die Idee war wirklich, es geht von dem Song aus, den der geschrieben wurde. Jake hat ihn geschrieben, und ja, er war sauer, irgendwie drin bleiben zu müssen, und wollte raus, und war es im Prinzip wie so ein, also die umgesetzte Wut, everybody, jeder draußen, und es kann einerseits eine Beschreibung sein, eine Beobachtung, es kann aber auch eine Aufforderung sein, und es kann alles sein, was man da reinlegen kann, und die ganze Platte ist eigentlich eine große Aufforderung zum Rausgehen. Also es ist so eine positive, there's so much positivity in the album. And also rausgehen in jeder Form auch immer. Und when I opened the show, I said, every guest tonight does different things, but you all have something in common, is art against crisis. Mm. So is it something like that?
Totally.
Yeah.
I think so, empowerment. From a personal level.
Yeah.
I think different artists have different, whether it's like external crisis, internal crisis. And I think with us, it's much more internal. So like, that's what we tend to write about when we're coming up with lyrics and themes. It tends to go inward. And so, yeah, like, I think we can all probably agree that the music comes across quite positively, but it's always from a point of view of like, I don't know, if you're feeling something that's kind of upsetting you, or like, I don't know, you're ruminating on something. Mm. It's always that kind of, I don't know, like, help me out here, guys.
I'd say we really, like, gravitate towards the happy, sad type thing. Like, if you read the lyrics, they're often quite, like, heavy subjects. And but we feel like when you shroud them in, like, a positive, upbeat sound, it kind of feels quite cathartic. And, like, I think that it, I don't know, maybe just sort of feels a bit more conclusive in a way. Mm-hmm. And, like, allows you to really then... feel like you've got it all on paper. I don't know. And it also feels like when you're singing that stuff, you want it to like come from a place of like, I don't know, like whether things hurt you or whether things, you know, don't, just like a place of meaning, I think.
It's like transformative, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think from the way we write very like subconsciously, so it almost feels like, you know, what needs to be said then comes out and then we figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like the sort of like phonetic way of writing, I think. Because it feels almost more true to what it is you want to then say. And I think everyone outside is like a very, like, I'd say true album and true to ourselves.
Pretty much.
Also es geht letztlich um Wahrhaftigkeit. Also man kann, also auf die Frage hin, es ist ein positives Album, wenn man die Musik hört. Also die macht, dass man sich gut fühlt. Das heißt nicht, dass es eine Friede, Freude, Eierkuchen-Geschichte ist, die da passiert, sondern entstehen Texte aus natürlich auch wirklich traurigen oder ernsten Gefühlen und Impulsen und so. Und das wird dann konterkariert und das macht eben diese, das auch so wahrhaftig und so tief, dass man beides bekommt. Man bekommt Ernsthaftigkeit, also das ist jetzt meine Interpretation, Sie haben sehr viel mehr gesagt, aber Sie haben das meist ja auch verstanden, dass es genau das ist, was Sie tun. Also diese Wahrhaftigkeit suchen in den Texten und das ist auch ein kathartischer Weg, den Sie da gehen und das dann umzumünzen in eine sehr, sehr schöne, leuchtende Popmusik. Und die kriegen wir auf dem Album, das im April erschienen ist, Everybody Outside. Und sie sind erschienen und werden spielen. You guys will play. And we decided to play not Joy Division, but Wombats. Do you know Wombats?
Yeah, we know them.
Okay, and they are from Liverpool, actually.
I think so,
but
yeah.
They dance to Joy Division.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's then true. Kasia. Thank you, guys.
What a segue.
I know, yeah, that was great.
The Wombats waren das aus Liverpool. Let's dance to Joy Division. Mit dem Tanzen können Sie gleich weitermachen, aber nicht zu Joy Division, sondern zu der Band, die wir eingeladen haben, Kasia. Es ist ein Album erschienen, es ist ihr drittes, heißt Everybody Outside. Morgen Abend spielen sie im Hole 44 in Neukölln und heute hier. Viel Spaß mit Kasia.
Hello. Okay. Ready?
Everyone feels alright. Everyone feels alright.
Ben, thanks. Thank you. All right. So that was the title track of our album. And yeah, we're going to play another one, which is called Friends. But before we do, we got a gig tomorrow happening.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it, Jake?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
And it's at Hall 44.
Oh, yes. It's a shameless plug from Cassie.
Yeah. Yeah. Live in Berlin.
Live in Berlin.
I think there are some tickets available, so if you've not already got one, go and grab some.
Yeah. Anyway, this track is called Friend.
Morgen Abend spielen sie in Neukölln im Hall 44 und dann aber nachher auch noch mal hier bei uns. Kasia, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Vielen Dank. Tschüss.
Und jetzt hören wir sie noch mal mit zwei Songs. Hier sind noch mal Kasia. Viel Spaß.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so this next tune is called Miles Out. Ready?
Words in my brain got me feeling the pain. I start seeing sorry. Hell, I mean I'm far away. If all afraid, perhaps I see you. She'd say I'm a four-wall garden. If someone gets talking, and it's only 5 minutes. To look back, I don't need you to look back. No. getting closer.
So this is our final song. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Radio Eyes, for having us on. Maybe we'll see a few of you tomorrow at the gig. All right, so this is called Right There.
to touch my head. I was sitting right there, looking out the window, trying to keep the day from losing all my light. Positive that someday, looking up at you, dreaming on a light that I touch my head.
Thank you.
Kasia. Thank you very much, guys. Wie gesagt, morgen Abend weiß ich gar nicht genau wann, aber das kann man ja herausfinden, morgen Abend im Hall 44 in Kreuzberg. Vielen Dank. Thank you very much, guys. Bye.
Vielen Dank. Thank you so much.